KCSI Sports here with Red Oak Tiger football head coach Alan Gray. Coach Gray, summer's gone, and here you are.
Yep. How are you doing, Matt? It's been a good summer.
Very good. It looks like your knee is good to go. You're out there mixing it up, tackling and running and all that stuff.
Yep. Knee's feeling better. Legs still feel all old, but knee feels better.
Coach, year two for you here at the Red Oak Tiger program, and what are the differences? I'm assuming there's got to be significant differences coming in. Last year, of course, you've been with the program for many years, but, you know, with that head coaching role, what's a little bit different from this year, starting this year, as opposed to last year?
I think last year we had newer coaches, you know, with Carter running the offense or whatever, just trying to figure out what we want to do, getting that first year under our belt. Now we know, okay, what we want to do, how to execute it, and move forward with it.
Speaking of coaches, who is on your staff this year and what are their responsibilities?
Carter Bruce is our offense coordinator, Tristan Johnson, defense coordinator. Austin Woods works with our linebackers, running backs, and our strength coach, and Josh Kipley is our special teams coach.
That continuity, I would think, has to help with your coaching staff, would it not, Coach?
It does, and I'm a little different than some other head coaches I've been around. I want my coaches to coach. And that way, kind of builds their capabilities. The players get more trust in them, so they're not just hearing one voice or hearing multiple voices. So I've been very impressed with the coaching staff and how they've kind of accepted that, hey, they're coaches, they're going to coach, and I'm going to allow them to coach.
Coach, tell me a little bit about what your team did over the summer, and then what is kind of your focus here in early season practices?
We had a good workout program with Coach Dyson running that. Had pretty good participation, more than we have in the past. Hopefully each year we build and get more kids and more kids involved with that. But overall, the participation in our off-season program was really good.
And then, of course, now you're, what, day three here, I guess, of official practice. What are the things you kind of focus on early on in your practices in the season?
So with the young kids, properly putting on their equipment, of course. But with Jackson and Dylan's leadership, actually, this first 3 days have been better than I've experienced in the past. We're already starting to roll through plays, blocking schemes, and just seems like the older kids already know kind of what's expected and what they need to do.
Tell me about your overall squad. How many kids out? What's the breakdown, grade level, that sort of thing?
We got 12 seniors, total squad of 32. We were hoping for more. Some kids decided not to go out, unfortunately, for whatever reason. Some kids, football's not for them, which is fine. I'm hoping we change this culture here in Red Oak and change the narrative and we start fielding squads of 40, 45, 50 kids, because I think Red Oak's capable of having that many kids out for football.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Coach, you do a great job with this group here and leading the coaching staff. You know, without giving away any secrets here, kind of what's going to be your, you know, I guess my question is, do you look as a head coach when you come in each season, you look at the talent you have and make adjustments from that, or do you have a system that you try to fit the kids into offensively or defensively and that you want to use every year, or some combination thereof?
It's kind of a combination, but offensively, we know Jackson, he's a mobile quarterback.
And that's Jackson Purdue.
Yep, he's a mobile quarterback, but can also throw the ball. So we'll use him a little different than we did Mason last year. Mason was more your typical passing the ball. Jackson kind of has that dual threat option. So we'll use that a little bit more this year.
And then defensively, your lines and that sort of stuff, does it change your defensive formations based on what kind of your roster looks like? Or is it pretty much you're going to run the same sort of basic defenses that you ran last year?
We're changing up our defense also according to our personnel. I think we're kind of fortunate this year. We will have a good rotation both offense and defensive line. And we got some bigger kids and some experienced kids, so I think that's going to help us too.
Coach, your first game is August 21st, home against Riverside. You know, you've opened, seems like every year the last 6-7 years we've opened up against Southwest Valley, but this year opening up at home against Riverside and then you go in at Southwest Valley. What do you think are some of the keys going to be for your team to get off to a good start this year?
Well, with Riverside coming in August 21st, it's a week zero game. We tend to always have a scrimmage that Friday. I think we get more out of an actual game than we do a scrimmage. But some of Riverside's a well-coached team. We got to be able to control the ball, and our best defense is going to keep their offense off the field.
And, Coach, I guess you kind of mentioned something about Jackson Purdue. Everyone wants to know kind of who plays quarterback. Jackson Purdue's kind of our leading runner at quarterback now.
Yep, Jackson will be our starting quarterback going into the season. Dalton Free will be the backup quarterback. But Jackson, he's ready. He's probably ready sooner than I thought, but he's ready to lead the team, and he'll do a good job.
Coach, you've been at this a long time, coaching football. What is the most enjoyable aspect of coaching football for you?
Watching the kids grow. You know, I said earlier in the summer when we were in studio talking to you guys, talking to Aaron, I get more enjoyment. Kids graduate, they go off to college, they come back, and I see what kind of adults they become, what kind of family people they become, and knowing that I had some little part of that, maybe help them mold that, is the most enjoyment. And of course, you know, every coach wants to win. We want to win titles and everything. But at the end of the day, you're trying to coach good kids, be good citizens, and you know, good family people. But also, you know, along that way, you want to pick up wins. And I think we're on the right track here.
Well, Coach, I know you're a good football coach because you have a great choice in professional football teams. You and I are very much alike. We know who's going to win the Super Bowl this year, or at least going to get there, and that would be the Chicago Bears.
Absolutely. Bear down.
I think Jackson's a little like Caleb Williams. I think he's a little guy, a little Caleb Williams.
I think he does, too. He really does.
Coach, thank you so much. Go get him. We'll be talking with you all year.
All right. Appreciate it, Matt.
That's KCSI Sports with Red Oak Tiger Football Head Coach Alan Gray.